Hey guys, welcome to my channel for a new podcast. Today we're going to talk about common mistakes often made by thru hikers. So I'm going to talk about a few things that I saw on the trail and I saw people doing, and I don't want to be the guy who's going to be like teaching everyone and trying to be like thinking that I'm better than anyone out there. But I think that there are some of the things that are very important to be considered, and you know, I wanted to make a podcast. And when I went through like a couple of ideas and things I wanted to talk, I think I found like quite a few and quite a lot actually. So I got a little bit surprised about the list. So I'm gonna split. The common mistakes made by thru hikers into three different podcasts. So today is the number one. So I'm going to cover like quite a few things today that are a little bit related to each other. So the first one is the leave no trace. So I saw a lot of thru hikers, I mean quite a few actually, and that surprised me, because when you go for a thru hike, most of the people putting themselves in a long distance hiking trail, you know, they are very close to nature, to health, and all of these things. So I was surprised to see people doing like, you know, their stuff on the trail, like not just peeing, like the other thing actually. And that was very surprising. And some of the guys I saw didn't care about like leaving some of the things, like packaging of a Cliff Bar or something, and not a lot, but I got surprised, like very few of them sometimes were not very, you know, keen to look at, you know, what they were like kind of leaving behind them. So yeah, I think that's something very important to consider. And having a trouble like trying to bury your stuff, it's definitely something you have to consider. Some of the people who are making the transition from hiking to long distance hiking, they might not know that, you know, going for 4 months or just a month, but the more you go and the more you know your diet's going to be different, and that some of the things you have to be very careful. I saw people like making fires, and it was windy. There was a lot of wind and stuff like that. So, you know, you can get a forest fire easily, and you can start something easily, especially on remote places. So yeah, this is not the majority, fortunately. But I saw a few guys like not very conscious about, you know, what they do and the impact and the consequences of, you know, what they were doing and the way they were doing it. So yeah, this is something to consider, definitely. So yeah, guys, when you go hiking, like, yeah, leave no trace, please. Because also another thing is to having the wildlife around you, surrounding you. It's you know, you're gonna just fuck up everything, and that's not gonna be nice for anyone, and even worse for the wildlife. So, you know, the less you just teach the wildlife to be close to humans and stuff like that, and then the less dangerous it's gonna be going forward. So, you know, it's very important to pack your stuff and make sure you just carry everything with you. And yeah, again, like. Yeah, this is just the concept of leave no trace. The second point that I want to cover, it's people who are packing way too much food, and then they don't really know their limits. So, you know, obviously, again, I think this is mainly for people who are making the transition from hiking, and that they're used to go for a day or two hiking, and suddenly they just put themselves into a very long distance one, and yeah, this might be tricky for these guys, because they're gonna pack a lot of food, because they are used to go for 2 days hiking, and they can pack like 30 pounds on their backs, and it's not an issue for 3 days. But when you guys are gonna have to connect two towns to resupply, and that's gonna be like 7 times a marathon distance, that's gonna be tough. So yeah, you better be ready for that, and don't pack too much food. You know, it's pretty hard to gauge and just to guess how much food you're gonna get and how much food you're gonna need on the through hike. And I'm gonna cover that thing on the last point of that podcast, but I mean, your taste is gonna change a lot. So yeah, I think the good thing for me, and I saw these guys doing it at home, and a big shout out to my friend Relish. Hopefully he's gonna just listen to that podcast. So hi Relish. And I saw these guys, he's gonna be doing the a long distance hike in Canada and the PNT this coming summer in 2020. And I saw he bought a lot of Clif bars, like protein bars and candy bars. And he's just trying, you know, every flavors at home, and he's trying to taste, you know, like, you know, what he likes, what he doesn't like, and stuff like that. And his body, his mind gets used to it, and he can see right away that, okay, I get fed up of that taste, that flavor after like 3 days, after eating like just 5 of them, especially because he's gonna ship himself like boxes, resupply boxes along the way. So he's not gonna be able to, you know, actually like choose and pick up what he wants, what he likes ongoing. So he's gonna have to pick up the box, open the box, and say, "Oh yeah, this is like, you know, coconut chocolate chips, and I don't like that flavor anymore. You know, or peanut butter. I'm just fed up of that." So yeah, so you guys should consider like having doing some testing and training. I mean, try to test and try to train your body and your stomach in the way that you're gonna see right away if one flavor is better than another one. And maybe that's gonna be good at the beginning, but after 3 days eating that thing just nonstop pretty much, you're gonna just be fed up. So yeah, try to know your limits as well, and do not pack too much food, because when you're gonna leave town, that's gonna be super heavy and you're not gonna be happy, and you're gonna get in town in the next resupply and you're still gonna have food and you're gonna be like, "Come on man, like I shouldn't have packed that much," and you know, that can create a lot of frustrations. So that can be a common mistake. And I did it, you know, some of the resupply I did myself. I'm not just better than anyone else, but I try to learn, and I think now I know better what I need. And at the time I try to resupply in town, I try to, you know, guess how much food I need. So yeah, do not overpack. The next step, next point is gonna be, if you want to make a plan, so if you want to overplan, and I know we are all excited about through hiking and hiking, and even myself, when I decided to put, you know, I took the decision that I'm gonna hike the CDT this coming summer in 2020, I was way too excited, and I was talked to just start that hike, and I was very happy and very excited about the decision I made. But I think I started to overplan, and I tried to get so many information from so many hikers and stuff like that to put myself back into the routine of looking at maps and looking at, I don't know, a lot of things like that. And I think this is a mistake pre-hike that some hikers are doing, and maybe most of the hikers. We are just so excited, so we have a plan, and we think that, you know, what we're going to do when we're going to be hiking, there's going to be exactly that plan. So please guys, like, you know, like everything's not going to happen the way you think and the way you've planned, because of the weather, because of your shape, because of, you know, how you feel at that time. And the terrain might be harder, and just maybe the hitchhike, you're not gonna get the hitchhike to get in town, or the town you thought of, you're going to resupply and you're going to have to another town and these kind of things. So don't make a plan which is too precise and like too clear, like pre-hike, and you want to stay on this plan. Don't force yourself to, okay, I decided to go, I'm going to go to that town to resupply when I'm going to be hiking the PCT, the AT, or the CT, or whatever. And that was the plan like 5 months ago when I was back home in my kitchen, my bedroom, looking at that maps and stuff like that. And I decided that's going to be, you know, the town I'm going to resupply. And you just force yourself to go there. And that might be a mistake. So don't overplan. Don't stick to your plan too much. What I suggest is like you go through the maps, you know, all of the reviews, blogs and stuff you can find online. And you ask people, obviously, you know, what did they do and what did they like, what they didn't like and these kind of things. And then you have a list of all of the options along the way. And this way, when you are on the trail, you say like, okay, wow. You know, I was supposed to do like, I don't know, that section in 7 days and I'm going to get in town after 6 days and a half. Okay, well, I can do something else because usually there is a bus at 5 p.m. and I don't know, it's just 9 a.m. So what I'm going to do? And you can just hitchhike to another town and you took notes of every town along the way and pros and cons about each town. Small things, you know, small notes, but I think this is a good thing. So you have a plan, but you know you can get out of that plan and you can get off of this. And this is not that, this is not bad. Like, come on, like, you know, so many people like wants to stick to that plan and stay on this plan and they're not going to change no matter what. And that's, to me, that's a mistake. So pre-hike, do not overplan, guys. Plan accordingly. Obviously, yes, be careful. Take all of the things like you need to take into consideration, but do not overplan, guys. Like that might be a little bit of a mistake to me. Next point is going to be that how to use a Sawyer. So I saw a few guys like they don't know how to use a Sawyer. And you know, the Sawyer is to filter your water. And that thing is a good thing. So I like it a lot. And I think like 95% of the hikers, the through hikers I saw on the trail, like were using Sawyer. So there are two versions, the mini and the classic one, I would call it like that. So I personally use the normal one. And you know, that thing can be frozen at night if you go below zeros Celsius and like below like 30 degrees like in Fahrenheit and these kind of things. So it can be very tricky, and as soon as it's frozen, like inside, like that's going to be pretty hard to test if, you know, whatever the technology which is in it, and I don't know how to call that thing in English actually, but, you know, the way it works, it just filters like every like things, bacteria and stuff. And if it gets frozen, that thing the following day when he's gonna go back to his like normal things inside, you might have an issue, like he's not filtering properly 100% of the bacteria. So that can be a very, very tricky because it's a little bit costly. You do not find that thing in every shops. And yeah, you just want to take care of your Sawyer. So that's a common mistake I saw from quite a few hikers. They do not sleep with it, and I personally sleep with that things like with me in my quilt, because this way it gets warm at night and it doesn't freeze. And if I go on a section which is going to be a lot of snow and these kind of things, I just put it in my pocket or inside my backpack in a Ziploc. But I do not keep that things on top of my bottle, my water bottle, and because that way, if the wind is super, super cold and it just gets frozen, like that way, that's going to be bad. So I want to take care of my Sawyer because I want to make sure that I'm going to go all the way and I'm not going to have to quit because, I don't know, I've got something bad that happened to my stomach. I drank like the water and I thought that was filtered. That was not clean. So guys, like that's a common mistake. Make sure that you guys clear and you take care of your Sawyer. And you know how to do how to properly use it. All right. So soya is very key on the long distance, and you guys don't even imagine, you know, how many guys are not taking care of it, and they are making mistakes. I mean, to my knowledge. The last and very point for that podcast number one about the common mistakes is gonna be like, you think that you're gonna always eat the same quantities, like the same amount of food and the same flavors. So that's kind of related to the second point of that podcast. Especially I talked about that things when I've mentioned my friend Radish. So yeah, like, don't think that you're gonna eat the same amount of food along the way. Some of the sections that, even though there's gonna be less elevation, but it's gonna be a little bit warmer, so your stomach is gonna be like, okay, I don't feel that good, and I want to drink a lot of water, which is fine, but I do not want to eat that much actually. And the following day is gonna be like, okay, like, I'm gonna be like, I'm starving and I want to eat a lot, and the next section is gonna be the opposite, up and downs, and your diet is gonna be like a lot of up and downs throughout the hike. That's going to be tough, and that's going to be very challenging. But if you guys think about, you're going to just ship yourself a couple of boxes along the way to save money or whatever, because some of the resupply points are not the best, and you know, you think that shipping parcels is going to be better, boxes. You know, like, do not first, like I said, do not overpack, but do not think like you're going to eat the same thing in the same amount of food. So that's something to consider and to keep in mind, because back home, when you are in your kitchen and you're doing your stuff, you know, and you put all of your Clif bars, protein bars, peanut butter, your tortilla and all of these things, mashed potatoes on the floor, and you count and you say, okay, I'm going to put a little bit of an extra, and I'm just in case, you know, that just in case is going to be a little bit too heavy when you get on trail, and you're going to regret it. So yeah, guys, this is the first podcast on common mistakes through hikers make on the what they hike. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I gave you like some of the things that you need to consider when you're gonna put yourself on the long distance. And yeah, like, stay tuned for the second one, which is coming soon. All right, guys, bye bye.